Still no speaker. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. The House is on to an eighth round of voting after round seven failed to yield a speaker of the House.
Late night negotiations and report of new concessions by Kevin McCarthy to conservative holdouts did not net the top House Republican new support for speaker of the House. On a seventh round of voting, McCarthy was again at 201 votes, short of the 218 needed. 19 others voted for Florida Republican Byron Donalds. Florida's Matt Gaetz cast his votes for former President Trump. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden addressing the migrant crisis at the southern border today.
I will visit the border myself this Sunday in El Paso to assess border enforcement operations, meet with the local officials and community leaders, and the folks at the border sending me what they need that they don't have.
The president speaking from the White House, announcing new steps by his administration to address the surge. This includes greater use of expedited removal for people arriving at the border without a basis to stay and making it easier for sponsored individuals to get temporary work approval. This as Title 42 remains in place for now, the Trump-era policy permitting deportation of migrants because of pandemic concerns. Officials are preparing for the end of that statute.
Once the Title 42 public health order is no longer in place, DHS will use its longstanding Title 8 immigration enforcement authorities to process all individuals encountered at the border.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and a Latah County judge ordering Brian Koberger held without bail. Koberger making his first court appearance today after being extradited from Pennsylvania, the suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students in November. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Arizona has a new governor as Katie Hobbs was sworn into office today.
It is a chapter that will once again prove that the power of democracy, the power of the people, to make their voice heard in free, fair, and secure elections serves as the foundation of what makes our nation the greatest on earth.
Hobbs preaching bipartisanship during her inaugural speech. Her opponent, Carrie Lake, never conceded despite certification of the election results. Doctors at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center providing a positive update on Buffalo Bills safety, Damar Hamlin.
As of this morning, he is beginning to awaken, and it appears that his neurological condition and function is intact. We are very proud to report that, very happy for him and for his family and for the Buffalo Bills organization.
Chief of Surgery Dr. Timothy Pritz speaking today on Hamlin's condition. He needed to be resuscitated after collapsing and suffering cardiac arrest during Monday night's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. He remains in the ICU. Last-minute discounts attracted a lot of shoppers this holiday season.
Online holiday sales hit a record, up 3.5% from a year earlier. Research firm Adobe Analytics says shoppers were splurging on gifts despite high levels of inflation. Deep discounts on everything from toys to electronics helped attract buyers. Between November 1st and December 31st, shoppers spent more than $211 billion online. Shopping picked up after sales were mostly flat in October and early November, with a big chunk of holiday sales during Cyber Week, the 5 days between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.